man. I see. Well, possibly thank Carly for that intro. I'm not sure. There was a problem with the file, so it didn't work. But you know me, especially since I may have mentioned it, I'm getting married, leaving pretty soon. So I'm hammering this out, and I'm hoping Harley, I gave him the heads up. Hopefully he sent me a new file as I'm recording this, and if he did, then you heard it. And you'll be wondering why I even bothered saying anything. But if you didn't, this is why you didn't hear anything. So there we go. All right. We're on Daniel. We're going to read 3 through 5. Daniel's proving to be more interesting so far. Things happen a little bit. So that's already a big step up, guys. All right, Daniel 3. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. Excuse me. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, sent to gather together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. Then the princes, governors, captains, judges, treasurers, counselors, sheriffs, and the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then an herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut." Oh, the sackbut. I know that. That's a famously, hilariously named instrument. Sackbut. What is that? Is that just a horn? I think it's just a horn. A sackbut. Yeah, type of trombone. Says here, it's a type of trombone from the Renaissance and Baroque eras, back before stupid names were made fun of, it says. The sackbut. And I'm not making that up. That's real. The psaltery, dulcimer, all kinds of music with a K. Ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. So you can imagine this could be quite a conundrum, quite a challenge, a moral challenge for our heroic children. Remember last episode, not sure if Harley mentioned it, Daniel and I think it was 4 other children were selected because Daniel had a plan of hey, let's not eat the king's food. And then that turned out to be a miracle. I was like, oh, wow, look at them. They didn't eat the king's food and they're healthy. Miracle. And so, but they're children of God, right? They're the actual children of real God. Whereas this is a bunch of heathens setting up a golden image, which we know God is not fond of. Because if you worship a golden image, then God gets sad. God gets really sad, guys. You got to be... you got to be considerate with your God, okay? He does a lot, you know. God works hard, you know. Well, he did for 6 days, and then he pretty much just rested from there on. But, he worked a lot in that 6 days. He created you, and then you go and worship something, you know. Yeah, he's all-powerful, but still, the guy has feelings, and it just makes him sad. So don't do that to your God, okay? And whoso fall, I already read that. But yeah, then Nebuchadnezzar is saying well, if you don't worship this idol that I made, I wonder if this is a straw man character. I don't know if someone actually made a hunk of gold and was like, everybody worship that now, right now, or I'll burn you. I mean, maybe people were weird back then. So, Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, specifically, psaltery and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Wherefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever! Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut. Really, we got to say this every time. Okay, we're going through this again, guys. All right. Dulcimer and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Is this like the Van Down by the River skit where I have to read this thing? Well, you'll have plenty of time for not worshiping golden idols when you're thrown into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. That's what it's turning out to be right now. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden turd that you wrought, image that which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and the other one, and you there, yeah, all three of you, you know, Shadrach, Meshach, that guy, Abe, do you not serve my gods nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Like, well, it's kind of weird to just worship a gold, like a piece of gold. For you, Now, if you be ready at that that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the the flute, the harp, the sackbut. So already the book of Daniel is trying to be longer. We can already, you know, make the determination that the book of Daniel was doing its best. There was a word limit, or there was like a recommended word minimum, you know, and Daniel is like, God, I'm way short. What am I going to do? Oh, well, you could just repeat the same sentences over and over and over and just pretend it's like a literary device. That's a great idea. And then all of a sudden, he had like three times the content. Anyway, we were at the sackbut, I believe. The sackbut, the psaltery, and the dulcimer, and all kinds of music. Ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and the other guy answered Abednego, and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury. He's like, I worked really hard on this golden thing. It's vaguely rock-shaped. You know, it doesn't look that great. I did it myself, you know, because I didn't want to hire somebody. I thought I'd do it. And I know it just kind of looks like a round, you know, egg. But still, if you imagine a fat god, you know, like a rotund god, it's like that. So worship it, damn it. I worked very hard on it, okay? Just do it. God. Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and then the other guy, and a third person who will not be named. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. Wow. And he commanded that the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. I think these people were wearing red uniforms, and especially Abednego, because they're like, this guy is not, he doesn't test well on the, on the test audience. No one could pronounce his name. So just find a way to just have him burned. Okay. And to cast them into the burning fire furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen and their hats and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceeding hot, the flames of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and another guy, fell down, bound into the midst of the fiery burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in haste, and spake, and said unto the counselors, did we not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? Oh, what do you know, guys? Someone from a million years ago has written that people were cast into a furnace and didn't die. I'm sold. I'm 100% sold. That is a miracle. I cannot think of anything that could have possibly, you know, made that. I mean, who would make that up, for one? You know, who's gonna make it up? I don't know anybody would. So right there, it's already probably pretty trustworthy. Secondly, it's in the Bible, and it was written by God, so it happened. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. That might have been added later. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, I'm going to look that up. Hold on. I'm going to look that up. I'm going to clear out my sack butt search. Daniel 3:25. Is that how that works? It's interesting. Interesting. It's like the third man on the grassy knoll. I don't see any non-Bible-y references for it. No, okay, I'm not seeing anything immediate. I didn't notice that. Yeah, because whenever I see these things, I know that there's someone writing like, yeah, it means Jesus. Get it? The Son of God is Jesus. They predicted Jesus in the Old Testament. What an amazing prediction, guys. It's like, yeah, that did say someone was there that looked like the Son of God. That's incredible. Incredible predicting there. Then Nebuchadnezzar, how does he know? I don't get this. This is so weak. By the way, Nebuchadnezzar is saying, you know, I see four men and the fourth looks like the Son of God. How does Nebuchadnezzar know what the Son of God looks like? He doesn't even worship that God. Like, he just knows all of a sudden, like, wow, that's Jesus. Or, you know. Then he came near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and you other guy, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. And Shadrach and Meshach and somebody else came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, captains, and king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed. Nothing happened. We understand they're somehow immune to fire, including their clothes. I don't know how that works. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and this other gentleman, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill. Well, you could also just let someone else live in their house. You don't have to make it a dunghill. You know, there's lots of poverty, lots of homeless. Let them use their house. You don't have to make it into a dunghill. Because there is no other god that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and not Abednego in the province of Babylon. So weird that Daniel wasn't involved. It's called Daniel, yet it's other people who were tossed in the fire. Also, No thought for the poor guards that were just like, oh, I'm following orders, and they ran and just were burned to bits, trying to burn these other people to bits. No sympathy for them, huh? God couldn't have spared them. Nebuchadnezzar the king, this is Daniel 4, unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I thought it good to shew the signs and wonders that the high God hath wrought toward me. How great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in mine house and flourishing in my palace. I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts upon my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. Therefore made I a decree to bring in all the wise men. Okay, now we're getting a recap, guys, because we're on chapter 4, so naturally we can't remember what happened in chapter effing 2. So naturally, that's too hard. So we really need a summary. That's what we need. Then came in the magicians, the astrologers, the Chaldeans, the soothsayers, and I told them before them, they did not make known in the interest thereof. But at last Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belshazzar, according to the name of my God, and in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And before him I told the dream, saying, O Belshazzar, master of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of holy gods is in thee, and no secret troubleth thee, tell me the visions of my dream that I have seen, and the interpretation thereof. Thus were the visions of mine head in my bed. I saw, and behold, a tree in the midst of the earth, and the height thereof was great. The tree grew and was strong, and the height thereof reached in unto heaven, and the sight thereof to the end of the earth. The leaves thereof were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all, and the beasts of the field, and the had shadow under it, and the fowls of heaven dwelt in the boughs thereof, and all flesh was fed of it. I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and a holy one came down from heaven. He cried aloud and said thus, Hew down the tree and cut off its branches, shake off its leaves and scatter its fruits. Let the beasts get away from under it and the fowls from his branches. That was my villain voice. I think this is some sort of villain, a watcher and a holy one. Nevertheless, leave the stump of his roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts in the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from man's, and let a beast's heart be given unto him, and let seven times pass over him. So now we're getting a longer description of a dream that was already not interesting the first time. And it was incredibly weird and had to do with, like, a tree and, like, the materials that were in it. Like, it was part metal, some plastics. And then that somehow meant a bunch of stuff. Like, oh, that means your kingdom's going to do this. This matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will and setteth up over it the basest of men. This dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. O thou, O Belshazzar, declare the interpretation thereof. Forasmuch as the wise men in my kingdom were not able to make known unto me the interpretation, but thou art able, for the spirit of the holy gods is in thee. Then Daniel, whose name was Belshazzar, was astonied for 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him. The king spake and said, Belshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation thereof trouble thee. Belshazzar answered and said, My lord, the dream be to them that hate thee, and the interpretation thereof to thine enemies. The tree that thou sawest, which grew and was strong, whose height reached unto heaven, and sight thereof all the earth, whose leaves were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all, under which the beasts of the field dwelt, and upon whose branches the fowls of heaven had their habitation. It is thou, O king, that thou art grown and become strong, for thy greatness is grown, and reacheth unto heaven, and thy dominion to the end of the earth. And whereas the king saw a watcher and an holy one coming down from heaven and saying, Hew the tree down and destroy it. Find them and destroy them. Yet leave the stump and the roots thereof. And so now we have to hear. Yeah. Bible, do you maybe understand why you frustrate me so much? Do you start to get the picture of why you're so incredibly unpleasant to read? We've heard the dream once. We heard the interpretation once, but that's not enough. We can't just leave it at that. I well remember it from last week. It's firmly in my mind. It was some bullshit about something. I remember all that I need to. I don't need any more. No, that's not enough. We have to repeat the dream. So he repeats the dream in vivid detail. But even that's not enough for you, Bible. Even that's not enough. You have to have someone repeat it again and say, oh, yes, this part of the... let me repeat the dream just so we're all on the same page as far as the dream we're talking about. Just make sure we're all talking about the same dream here. I know we've mentioned it four times, but just in case anyone's on a different page, it was the dream where... and then they just repeat it for 10 minutes. Bible, do you start to see what you do to me? Do you start to see why you make me so angry? This is the interpretation, O King, and this is the decree of the Most High, which has come upon my Lord, the King, that they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet thee with dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High ruleth. High ruleth, it's almost like Hyrule. But then, no, that would be fun and interesting. Instead, we have this. In the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee, after that thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. Wherefore, O King, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, and thine iniquities by shewing mercy to the poor, if it may be a lengthening of thy tranquility. All this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar. And the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. And the king spake and said, Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee, and they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, and he did eat... What? He did eat grass as oxen, his body, that same hour? The hell? And his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like the eagle's feathers, and his nails thick like bird claws. In an hour? And at the end of days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me. I just added that. Returned unto me. And I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven, and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, What doest thou? At the same time my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, mine honor and brightness returned unto me, and my counselors and my lords sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth and his ways are judgment, and those that walk in his pride he is able to abase. All right, so whatever that was, I guess Nebuchadnezzar kind of had a revelation a little bit, so whatever, we're on five. Belshazzar the king made a great... Why is Belshazzar the king? Belshazzar the king made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords and drank wine before the 1,000. What? I don't understand. Belshazzar, while he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken. So Belshazzar is Nebuchadnezzar's son, I guess. I thought that was Daniel. I thought Daniel was named, but I'm looking this up again. Okay, Daniel was Belteshazzar. So instead of Belshazzar, it was Belteshazzar. So there was like a one letter difference. So sorry for being thrown off. So I don't know what's going on, or a two letter difference. So instead of Belshazzar, it was Belteshazzar. But anyway, I don't know if the king named somebody after somebody else, but that's so Belshazzar is now the king's son, who is now the king, and Belteshazzar was Daniel's name. So anyway, cleared that up. I forget where it was. I think it was here. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem, and the king and his princes and his wives and his concubines drank in them. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and of silver, of brass, of iron and wood and stone. And in the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loosened. Uh-oh. And his knees smote one against another. The king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, the soothsayers, and the, how about a sackbut while you're at it? And the king spake and said to the wise men of Babylon, whosoever shall read this writing and shew me the interpretation thereof shall be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about his neck. And he shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. Then came in all the king's wise men, but they could not read the writing, nor make known to the king the interpretation thereof. Then was King Belshazzar greatly troubled, and his countenance was changed in him, and his lords were astonied. Now the queen, by reason of the words of the king and his lords, came into the banquet house. And the queen spake and said, O king, live forever. Let not thy thoughts trouble thee, nor let thy countenance be changed. There is a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods, and in the days of thy father, light. So this is some years later, it just didn't really say. Light and understanding and wisdom, like the light and the wisdom of gods, was founded in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I say, thy father, made master of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and shewing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubts were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. You'll notice it's very similar to your name, son. Or, no, this is the queen. Wife. Husband. Sorry, I forget who you are from time to time. It's my memory. It's not as good as what it used to be. Anyway, all this added character development is definitely worthwhile to the story. So anyway, husband, now let Daniel be called, and he will shew the information. Then was Daniel brought in before the king, and the king spake and said unto Daniel, Art thou Daniel, which art the children of the children of captivity of Judah, whom the king my father brought out to molest all those years ago? Yeah, that's me. Oh, okay. No, whom my father brought out of Jewry. I had to read that. Yeah, it used to be in the Jewry, like that's a condition, like, ugh, man, you were in the Jewry, and we brought you out of it. I have even heard of thee, that the spirit of the gods is in thee, and that the light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in thee. And now the wise men, the astrologers, have been brought in before me, that they should read this writing and make known unto me the interpretation thereof. But they could not shew the interpretation of the king, of the thing. And I have heard of thee, and that thou... So he's made one prediction before. Pretty much we're finding out that Daniel made one prediction, and then Nebuchadnezzar wandered off or something and was like, he came to terms with God, I think. And then some years later, Daniel's like just doing whatever, no one knows. And, you know, Nebuchadnezzar's son has a dream. He's like, oh, I don't know what it means. And then the queen is like, well, there was this one time years ago that this guy just knew what something meant. So find him. That brings us to present time. And dissolve doubts. Now, if thou canst read the writing and make known to me the interpretation thereof, thou shalt be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about thy neck and shalt be the third ruler in the kingdom. Then Daniel answered and said before the king, let thy gifts be to thyself and give my rewards to another. Yet I will read the writing unto the king and make known to him the interpretation. So he's doing it pro bono. But I would have said, like, not just give it to another. I would have, like, picked someone. I wouldn't have just said, I'll give it to anyone. I would have been like, well, I'll find someone who deserves it. you know, it's kind of weird because you're making someone the third ruler. Like, what if that's just some asshole that, you know, the king, that wouldn't be very good. Anyway, O thou king, the most high God gave Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, a kingdom and a majesty and glory and honor. And for the majesty that he gave him, all people, nations, languages trembled and feared before him, whom he would slew. Whom he would slew. Is that what I said? I thought I said something different than that. And whom he would be kept. This is really hard. Okay, pause. Collect. Whew, collect yourself. Okay. These people rely on you. These people rely on you. Okay, gotta read this. Oh, okay. Whew. Whom he would. No, that's right. Whom he slew. Oh, that's why. Okay, my brain was just trying to make something else out of that sentence. Whom he would, he slew, and whom he would, he kept alive. And whom he would, he set up, and whom he would, he put down. So I just, sorry, my brain was just not having it. But when his heart was lifted up and his mind hardened in pride, he was deposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. And he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the beasts, and his dwelling was of the wild asses. They fed him with grass like oxen, and his body was wet in the dew of, with the dew of heaven. You may know this because, you know, this is your father. Or wait, is this Daniel speaking? Who's speaking right now? Yeah, yeah, Daniel. Remember what happened to your dad? That. I don't know why he has to spell it all out. And his body was wet with dew of heaven until the Most High God ruled in the kingdom of men, and that he appointeth over to whomsoever he will. And thou, his son, O Belshazzar, whose name is very close to mine, hast not humbled thine heart, though thou knewest all this, but hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou and thy lords, thy wives, thy concubines have drunk wine in them, and have praised the gods of silver and gold and brass and iron, wood and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know, and the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified? Then was the part of the hand sent from him, and his writing was written. And this is the writing that was written. Mean, tekel. What the hell? Okay, I don't know what this is. M-E-N-E, like mean or mene. Mean and then mean again. So it's mean, comma, tekel, comma, upharsin. This is the interpretation of the thing. Mean, the God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Paris, that wasn't one of them. What are you talking about? That wasn't one of them that you just said. It was main, tekel up farson, not main, tekel Paris. I don't, whatever. Some weird language translation thing, I'm guessing. Thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. Then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet and put a chain of gold around his neck and made a proclamation concerning him that he shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. Didn't he say he didn't want that? In that night was Belshazzar, the king of Chaldeans, slain. Holy, wow. And Darius the Median took the kingdom, being about 62 years old. Well, that's interesting. So he read the dream. Belshazzar listened and rewarded him, yet still Belshazzar was slain. So I guess that wasn't enough. Belshazzar didn't, you know, recognize that God is God, I guess. I don't know. So that's our reading. I hope you learned as much as I did. It was very, very educational. And I want to, as always, thank my very fine patrons. I want to remind you that without my very fine patrons, these shows would not happen. They would literally just not occur. And if you want to become one of my very fine patrons, who I love so much, then go to patreon.com/TNTheB. Now let's see if we had any new patrons. I will have to click on a number of things to get there. Here we go. Did we have any new... No, looks like we didn't have any new ones this week. So there you go. But... I still want to thank Katie Quiznos, Marcel, Sarah McPike, Camel Pope, Charles Bangwiener, John Bodley, Tom Chambers, Brian Gerford, Lee Primesberger, John P., David Vandervlies, and Travis Peterson, with an honorable mention to Heriberto. Thank you guys so much. Really, truly thank you. And I will see you next as a married dude. Because next week I will have I will be a married dude. So thank you. And yeah, that's, what can I say? I'm off. I'm off to a strange land to get married. See you guys next week.